Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. PT Transportasi Jakarta is currently developing three artificial intelligence-based technologies to make its service and operational system more efficient and responsive to passenger needs. This is said by Director of Information Technology Systems and Services at TransJakarta, Raditya Maulana Rusti, said in Jakarta on Thursday. Responding to the latest trade agreement between Indonesia and the United States, China has emphasized the need for ensuring such deals are reached through equal dialogue and consultation. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson said this at the press conference on Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the same day that all Indonesian goods exports to the U.S. will now face a 19% tariffs, while U.S. exports to Indonesia will be tariff and non-tariff barrier free. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasa untuk mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam. Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Oh beginikah rasanya, tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan? Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Jujur saja aku tak pernah melepas cintanya. Oh, 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 way. tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan. Dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata. Dengan beribu cara-cara kau selalu membuat ku bahagia. Kau adalah alasan dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan. Yang benar-benar ku inginkan hanyalah kau untuk selalu di sini. Ada untukku. Maukah kau menjadi pilihanku, menjadi yang terakhir dalam hidupku. Maukah kau menjadi yang pertama, yang selalu ada di saat pagi membuka mata. Oh, izinkan aku memilikimu, mengasihimu, menjagamu, menyayangimu, memberi cinta, memberi semua yang engkau inginkan. Selama aku mampu, aku akan berusaha mewujudkan semua impian dan harapan untuk menjadi kenyataan. Menjadi pilihanku, menjadi yang terakhir dalam hidupku. Maukah kau menjadi yang pertama, yang selalu ada di saat pagiku membuka mata. Jadilah maukah kau diri.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Cintaimu tanpa syarat, aku rela menunggu sangat lama. Katamu suatu saat aku pasti jadi cintamu, satu cintamu. Aku ingin kau mengerti di jiwaku hanya kamu. Namun bila kau tak bisa menerima aku, lebih baik ku hidup tanpa cinta. Haruskah ku bersabar tanpa batas? Aku masih ingat semua janjimu, namun setelah kau mengenal dia, kau berubah, kau tak sama. Aku ingin kau mengerti diri.
dramatic songs from Yofi and Nuno entitled Tanpa Cinta. Hey VR listeners, how are you in the last hours? We're approaching the last hour of Indonesia Today, the morning session. It's been a great time to spend with you here. And of course, I want to say thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa terima meski harus terluka, karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu. Aku telah merasa dari awal pertama, kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya.
Hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar untuk sementara. Akhirnya kita harus memilih satu yang pasti. Mana mungkin terus jalani cinta begini. Takkan ingkari, takkan terbagi. Kembalilah pada dirinya, biar ku yang mengalah. Aku terima.
Terima bila terus tak setia, mengkhianati dia, menduakan cinta.
Tentang hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah
I'm
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
As Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin, pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menentang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung punya jidat tangan sampai betis. Wah, betapa cantiknya wajahku. Sesungguhnya
Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
And now we are approaching the end of the morning session of Indonesia Today. And now I'm always going to bring the usual closing statement, I might say, from me. Because in Indonesia, we are not approaching the lunch hour. Maybe in Jakarta, now we are approaching, you know, 12 o'clock. And other places in Indonesia, you guys already have your lunch. Wherever you are, no matter where you are, please don't forget to eat and stay hydrated. Drink your water and stay healthy, right? And again, I want to remind you to stay in touch with us, not only through our listening system and tuning in with us through, you know, our online streaming, voinews.id, and our app, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS, but also please stay in touch with us through our social media. Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And if you have anything to say to us, any feedback, inputs, or maybe you don't just want to have a chit-chat with me, sure, contact us on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on Morning Session of Indonesia Today. I am Yunika, your host for this session, and later you will be continued by my other colleague. And to end the session of today, I will be playing you a feature entitled Raja Pola. It is a place located in Tasikmalaya Regency in the province of West Java, Indonesia. What is so special about Raja Pola? Give it a listen.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir, gift, to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Raja Pola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Raja Pola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Raja Pola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Raja Pola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is said to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Raja Pola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Raja Pola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Raja Pola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or crafts center. We sell 100 crafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of 5 places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsmen who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more blades nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 blades are mounted on the side edge becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of mendong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we returned to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listened to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. so we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapula, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapula to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week.
Turun banget.
If we have many competitors, 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week, really it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapula is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapula crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapula, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Nah, dari sisi permodalan tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk mencapai.
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapula woven crafts such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang nggak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mad.
I cannot imagine. How about the order? I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. And mendong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and mendong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope, a slight thing, never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
myself close to you.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Bicara, bisingkan darah, melalui.